We'll do the seven limb prayer. Gosum gupe gole chaza lo Nyo yo 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 ma lu bu for the short mandala offering.
Statues. There's a lot of people, you know, who request this us to pray for their well-being. So all kind of, you know, like some of them have like physical problems, some of them have like emotional problems. All kind of people are requesting us to pray for them. So then, you know, if you have any, you know, anybody in your family members, someone who are, you know, ill or sick, you know, or maybe going through emotional difficulties or mental difficulties, think about them. So then, then together with all the people, you know, all the people, you know, in the world who are having, you know, physical difficulties, you know, so then also like, physical difficulty compared to mental difficulty, you know, is like, is less, but no matter mental, you know, the difficulty in their thinking. Say, like, think about all the people in the mental hospitals, you know, like, all kind of, you know, age groups, you know, young, old, all the mental hospitals, all the people in the prison, so, and all the people, so think about, you know, wherever they may be, you know, like, say, wherever they live, whatever difficulty they experience in mental or physical difficulties, so we pray for them, okay? So we remember all of them while we're reciting 21 Medicine Buddha mantras, you know, so then of course it will benefit your health too, you know, so because you are the one who's saying the mantra, so you'll get directly benefit, you know, for your health, not just health of your mind, you know? This is like mantra, it's like, you know, healing mantra. It's not just physical health, and also mental health too. So we say 21 times, we say it together, okay? So the particular police say this stands up before the mantra. So we chant.
Om Namo Bhagavate.
Thank you. Slow, please slowly, because maybe some of your men know.
Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Dendroya Tambaranzaya Tathagataya Arahate Samyazam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Raja Samugati Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Dendroya Tambaranzaya Tathagataya Arahate Samyasam Buddha Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Raja Samogade Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Dendroya Tambaranzaya Tathagataya Arahate Samyasam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Raja Samogade Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Dendroya Tambaranzaya Tathagataya Arahate Samyasam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Raja Samogade Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Dendroya Tambaranzaya Tathagataya Arahate Samyasam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Raja Samogade Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Dendroya Tambaranzaya Tathagataya Arahate Samyasam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Raja Samogade Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavate Tambaranzaya Tathagataya Arahate Samyasam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Raja Samogade Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavate Tambaranzaya Tathagataya Arahate Samyasam Buddhaya
Teyata Om Begaze Begaze Maha Begaze
Begaze
Radha Samogade Sova Om Namo Bhagavate Begaze Guru
Begaya
Kabarazaya Tadagataya Arhate Samya Samambudaya
Teyata
Om Begaze Begaze Maha Begaze Begaze Radha Samogade
Sova
Om Namo Bhagavate Begaze Guru Dendruya Tambarazaya Tadagataya Arhate Samya Samambudaya Teyata Om Begaze
Begaze
Maha Begaze Begaze Radha Samogade Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Begaze Guru Dendruya Tambarazaya Tadagataya Arhate Samya Samambudaya Teyata Om Begaze Maha Begaze, Begaze, Radha Samogade
Soha
Om Namo Bhagavate Begaze, Guru Dendruya,
Tambarasaya,
Tathagataya, Arhate, Samya Samambudaya, Tayata, Om Begaze,
Begaze,
Maha Begaze, Begaze, Radha Samogade
Soha
Om Namo Bhagavate Begaze, Guru Dendruya,
Tambarasaya,
Tathagataya, Arhate, Samya Samambudaya, Teyata Om Begaze Begaze Maha Begaze
Begaze
Radha Samogade Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Begaze Guru Dendruya
Tambarasaya
Tathagataya Arhate Samya Sambuddhaya Teyata Om Begaze Begaze
Maha Begaze
Begaze Radha Samogade
Soha
Om Namo Bhagavate Begaze Guru
Dendruya
Tambarazaya Tathagataya Arhate Samya
Sambuddhaya
Teyata Om Begaze Begaze Maha Begaze
Begaze
Radha Samogade Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Begaje Guru
Dendruya
Tambarazaya Tathagataya Arhate Samya Sambuddhaya
Teyata
Om Begaje
Begaje
Maha Begaje Begaje
Radha Samogate Soha
Om Namo Bhagavate Begaje Guru
Dendruya
Tambarazaya Tathagataya Arhate Samya
Sambuddhaya
Teyata Om Begaze
Begaze
Maha Begaze
Begaze
Radha Samogade
Soha
Om Namo Bhagavate Begaze Guru
Dendruya
Tambarazaya Tathagataya Arhate Samya
Sambuddhaya
Teyata Om Begaze
Begaze
Maha Begaze Begaze
Radha Samogade Soha
Om Namo Bhagavate Begaje Guru Dendruya
Tambarasaya
Tathagataya Arhate Samya Sambuddhaya Teyata Om Begaje
Begaje
Maha Begaje Begaje
Radha Samogate Soha
Om Namo Bhagavate Begaje Guru
Dendruya
Tambarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samya Sambuddhaya Teyata Om Begaze
Begaze
Maha Begaze
Begaze
Radha Samogade
Soha
Om Namo Bhagavate Begaje Guru
Dendruya
Tambarazaya Tathagataya Arhate Samya
Sambuddhaya
Teyata Om Begaze Begaze
Maha Begaze Begaze
Radha Samogade Soha Also the reciting medicine Buddha mantra also reduces your blood pressure. Blood pressures. So that was already, you know, people did some research, I think somewhere in Australia, I'm not sure. So when they recite medicine Buddha mantra, their blood pressure levels goes down. Oh, yeah. So, before the class, I think Steve is going to introduce chocolate-only school. Chocolate-only school. So then she said the definition of a chocolate-only school is what? New, irresistible. New, irresistible, unmistakable sweet. So please remember that's the definition of chocolate.
Geshe, on that note, I have a question. This is about tenants and not chocolate only. So Geshe-la, I have two questions. The first one goes back to the definitions of cognizers and direct perceivers in Shatantrika. So my question is that in the Shatantrika school, right, in the definition of direct perceiver, it specifically states that it must be incontrovertible, right? We all agree, it has to be new and incontrovertible, or non-mistaken, right? A valid direct perceiver. Yeah, or direct perceiver has to be non-mistaken.
Non-mistaken, that's correct.
Right? Okay. Now, in the same Shatantrika school, when it talks... Yeah, it talks about the non-valid cognizers. There's a category called wrong consciousness, right?
Wrong.
And the definition of wrong consciousness is that it's wrong consciousness, you can have conceptual or non-conceptual. So how can you have, and the example of a non-conceptual wrong consciousness is an eye consciousness seeing a blue snow mountain, right? So how can you have a mistaken, wrong, non-conceptual consciousness, but the definition of a direct perceiver says that it must be non-mistaken? So somewhere I'm missing something.
The world is a material river. So, like South Antarctica, what's the definition of direct perceiver? What's the definition of direct perceiver?
In the South Antarctica system, it said the definition of a direct perceiver is... Okay, so under valid cognizer, you have direct perceiver. And it said the definition is a cognizer that is non-mistaken and free from conceptuality.
South Antarctica?
No, this is South Antarctica.
Let's go. One second.
Yes, Geshe-la. You were asking me something?
Yeah, definition in South Antarctica.
So the definition of direct perceiver in South Antarctica is a cognizer that is non-mistaken and free from conceptuality.
I have a note that we circled non-mistaken with a question mark because Geshe-la said that part wasn't accurate in the definition. Yeah, then that was confusing all of us, and he said, "Okay, I don't think that word is correct."
Yeah, so the word is material. Let's go. Top of the tangible material. We must see.
Okay. Now
we are going back to square one.
Well, Geshe-la, the reason is because I had a different question about mind-only school, and when I started thinking about it, that's when I came up with this doubt.
This is a very good question. Very good question, huh? That's good. So, all my memory of this philosophical text is not alive. It's going to become alive, but it's been dead last 15 years, pretty much dead. So, memory is very vague.
What is the other translation?
It's good. So it's not that difficult. It's easy to solve. Okay. Don't worry.
Well, it says
non-mistaken
here.
It's good. So, very good question. So that was much very famous in Jesus. That was a question. Talk about that very much very good. So that's now, how do you say, there's two options now, there's two options. So this is like more a debate, so then you need to think. And so there's two options, conceptual or non-conceptual. You know, so within the non-conceptual, there's some of them as a, so then there's like, there's direct perceiver, the direct perceiver. Maybe there's difference between direct perceiver and non-conceptual.
That's the only way I can make that.
That's different. All the direct perceiver are non-conceptual, but non-conceptual doesn't mean direct perceivers. There's one option, when you debate, there's one option. Another option is like, then you talk about the object. There's two types of object. Now you means, you know, like, oh, so this object that appears. It's called now you means appearance object, now you. She you means then object that, you know, not just appearing, but believing in it, object that appears and believing it. So, because you means like, so maybe unmistaken, maybe the definition of direct perceiver, what it says?
The definition of a direct perceiver is a cognizer that is non-mistaken and free of conceptuality.
Cognizer that's non-mistaken. So non-mistaken now, that non-mistaken towards appearing object or maybe object that you're believing in. That's one way to maybe, that's another option you can think from the definition point of view. So, like, eye consciousness that sees, what says, sees snow mountain as blue?
Yes.
So, now the question, does that eye consciousness see a snow mountain or not? This is the question. Does that consciousness see snow mountain or not?
I would expect to say yes. It must see a snow mountain, right?
So then in that regard, you could say it's unmistaken. So the seeing there's a blue, then there's like not just seeing it, but also believing it, because there's some kind of disease, some kind of, not just people, people who have very strong jaundice, they start to see even the corn shell as a yellow. So there's some problem there. Their system, there's some problem, you know. So they not just see, they don't think they are hallucinating, they're just believing that, you know, corn shell is yellow, actually it's not yellow. Yeah, so now seeing the regarding to corn shell is unmistaken, but regarding to yellow corn shell, that's clearly mistaken. So maybe this object, maybe there's, you know, there's another possibility. So, definition, I think, is correct. So if the definition is so, then, you know, that's the only way you can think about non-conceptual. You have to make distinguish between non-conceptual, conceptual thought, and also direct perceiver. There's a big difference. So the eye consciousness, they see snow mountain, is not direct perceiver. It's like non-conceptual, because free from concept is not conceptual thought. Or maybe the definition needs to be more precise, rather than just saying non-mistaken. Or maybe you need to say non-mistaken appearance towards appearance objects. No, appearance objects. So then that's more clear. So then, of course, that non-conceptual thought that's mistaken, that's not mistaken towards appearance objects, mistaken towards object that, you know, appears, not just appear, also believing in it. See, in the night you see, you know, there's some kind of like, could be tree or could be Christmas tree, could be something. Then you, because of all kind of other mindset, the object start moving. Then you see there's some kind of person or maybe ghost. This is all, you know, like, then that's like mistaken.
So would that be kind of like a, like I was thinking something that, okay. So the mistake with regards to the object that, and that you believe in it makes more sense to me, or I'm, you know, that makes sense to me more than a conceptual, you know, non-conceptuality mm-hmm. that's not a direct perceiver, you know? Mm-hmm. But in any case, what I was going to say was that if you, they use a classic example of mistaking a rope for a snake, right? Mm-hmm. So that would be a wrong consciousness,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you see the rope, the appearing object is the rope, but you see it as a snake. You believe that you see it as a snake, believe that you're seeing a snake.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like a labeling it, right? So mm-hmm. would you say that this is kind of a label that, you know, that you're putting on it, or?
Well, the first you see it, then you label.
Right. So that's what I'm saying, mm-hmm. is that, so the wrong consciousness does perceive the object without conceptuality, but then it puts another label on top of it.
The person put a label.
But then there's no longer direct, then it's no longer sense direct perception, right? It must be the mental consciousness.
No, the direct eye consciousness sees.
Yeah.
Ropes.
Yeah.
Then with other kind of mindset, that ropes, you know, so then turns into snake.
But is that the eye consciousness that does that, or some other consciousness must do that, right? It's no longer the other.
You probably, you know, you become doubtful whether there's rope or snake, and then all other conditions, you know, like it's early morning, there's not really, sun is out, it's kind of dark, you know, it's all other conditions. So then it makes you see a piece of rope and snake.
But would you say the eye consciousness is? Because we were talking about, like, the eye consciousness seeing the blue snow mountain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So would you say the eye consciousness is seeing the rope as a snake and in the wrong
way? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The eye consciousness,
sees, not the person also sees, you know, both sees.
Okay.
But when you change your mind, if you think it's a rope but then you see it's a snake, when you change your mind, that's not in the first moment. It's not in the that happens not in the eye consciousness, though, right? Then
yeah,
it's in the mind.
If you think it's not snake, then that's not eye consciousness. Right. Then you are the one who's thinking.
Yeah.
So I don't think you see the snake, rope is a snake, if you don't think it's a snake.
You see a snake, but it's a rope.
Yeah, it's a rope. And that moment, you're probably believing the piece of rope is snake.
Mm-hmm.
You're believing in that. Then maybe when you go closer, then you find out there's not really a snake.
And you go back to eye consciousness, because then you look at it again?
Yeah, so there's only way to tell whether it's a snake or not. So when you go closer, if you touch the piece of stick, yeah, if it's not moving, so then maybe it could be dead snake or maybe not snake. So So then after that, you seeing rope, you are not seeing snake. Same, you as a person seeing there is a rope, and eye consciousness see there's a rope. That's now different eye consciousness. It's not like eye consciousness just see a piece of rope is now becoming, you know, like that consciousness is all passed. Or you can think about definition itself, you know, unmistaking regarding to what object. There's two objects, appearance object, and object that you believe, not just see, that you believe. What you see is you believe in that. So in that regard, of course, this eye consciousness seeing mountains, the snow mountains, the blue, so then, you know, that's like, I'm not sure how people see it. There's any like sicknesses. So they are not talking about sunglasses. In a long time, there's no sunglasses. I don't think there are sunglasses exist. So when they wrote this text, I don't think there are sunglasses. So, Tibetan people, in Tibet, we do have stone glass. That's called stone glass. Some of them look like black tea. So they say, doshe, this basically is like some kind of stone, I'm not sure. So, quite expensive. So if you have old one, so it looks like some slight, but it's like clear, you can see through.
Does it mean seeing it in the distance, like mountains can look blue in the distance just because of perspective?
I'm not sure. Like,
it could mean just far away looks blue.
Yeah, I'm not sure the how that people seeing the mountains, no mountains blue. So then, you know, mind only scores. That direct perceiver doesn't have to be unmistaken. That's not the definition of unmistaken. There's another, in mind only school, the definition of direct perceiver is different than substantic school. So therefore, mind only school, you know, all the sensory direct perceivers are mistaken, regardless whether they see snow more as a blue or not, it's all mistake, you know, because these are all not free from dualistic point of view, dualistic view. Huh? Hello? See? Oh, yeah. So, Shama, is clear?
Yes, Geshe. That's how I actually came across this question, is because I was reviewing the differences between Satantrika and Chittamatra, the differences in the sense direct, how they define sense direct perceiver and mental direct perceiver, ordinary beings. Mm. That's when I started thinking about it, and then I went back to the definition. That's when I got this question arose in my mind.
So, that's very good. So that means...
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that means reading a material. That's good. So, towards the material, I think that I don't think that... So Steve mentioned, I do raise this question, maybe there's something wrong with the definitions. So now more I think about, there's nothing wrong with the definitions. Maybe there's no unmistaken regarding to what object. That's the one way you can think. Or maybe there's difference between non-conceptual thought and direct perceiver, there's big difference. All the direct perceiver, they are non-conceptual, does not mean all the non-conceptual are direct perceivers. So there's two ways you can fix this, I say, doubt. There's two ways you can fix this doubt, okay? So how you find out, then you debate, then one of them is correct, absolutely correct. One of them could be wrong, or hard to say. So now, shall we move? To remove from the next materials. Everybody enjoy the children only school? Oh, I'm going to need here. There's something. Watch it. Talk to it. So, so, Chukla, where we stop?
The mode of asserting
selfless. What that means? Number six?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that means. So, tuba dame dame kansa ki dame thara kansa ki dame thara ti sheshi she so as illustration of gross selflessness or the surface selflessness kansa dame thara sheshi de thara se kansa sheshi means illustrations thara rapa des gross thara means subtle dame des selflessness kansa ki dame selflessness of person, same as all the way to Vivasika system, Sastantika systems, mind only school system, they are all same. Same illustration of like the gross selflessness of person and the subtle selflessness of person, these are, they are all same. Substantive, Vivasika, substantive, mind only school, same, they are all same. Ranjubha Menche is na, 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 Ranjubha Menche is na. So now, selflessness is a phenomenon because Vivasika system, substantive system, they don't talk about selflessness is a phenomenon, they only talk about selflessness of persons, no? So here, the difference between mind only school, they do talk about selflessness of phenomena, so which is Sudan, 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 Tony, as empty of different substance of the form and the mind that apprehend the form. These are, how you say, empty? Mm-hmm. How you say, what do you say in English? Chukila.
The selflessness of phenomena is an emptiness that is a form, and its form apprehending valid cognizer's emptiness of being different substance.
Mm-hmm. So basically, empty of different, they are same substance. That is their version of selflessness of phenomena. Okay. Because that's how we see in mind only school. That's how one of my teachers said the mind only school system is very much related to our thinking, you know, that's ordinary thinking is very much related to mind only school. So that's how we see, you know, object, subject, different. You know, we see, that's how we see, you know. Actually, it's not different, it's like produced by same tendency divided into two. Half appears object, half appears subject. Even though we just know, let's go dualistic distance between subject and object, between subject and object, so now the modes of ground and path, Salam jinnam, salam, pangja means abandonment.
Objects of abandonment.
Just called pangja. Objects of abandonment. Pangja. Salam jinam jang mu yuxie. Actual presentation of ground and path. Tangmul yi kansa ki danzi sabin da chie pache. Ti ongi jiwe tursun sabin da chie pache. Nidhi chie. Kansa ki danzi sabin da chie pache. Instead of grasping mind with the seat. self-grasping mind with a seed. There's one category. Then, disturbing thought produced by or empowered?
Yeah, due to the power of.
Empowered?
Yeah.
Empowered by, you know, the self-grasping mind, such as three poison: anger, attachment, ignorance. Three poison together with a seed. These are called new deep. How is it new deep now? Can you say the word new deep? I don't know how to translate it in English.
The power of self-grasping.
Then can you please read that? What is it?
Yeah, so the three poisons with their seeds that arise due to the power of self-grasping of persons.
Then?
Next is obstacles to omniscience.
But these are examples of deluded obstacles.
Deluded obstacles, what's it called?
Deluded obstacles.
Yeah, that's a word. That's called new deep. Deluded obstacles. This is a man who has a challenge in order to reach liberation, moksha. Moksha in Hinayana, Theravadan path. Hearer, and self-realizer. Remember? Hearer and self-realizer. So in order to reach path beyond learning, in these two, as in hearer's session on the self-realizer. So there, you know, so the main obstacle is deluded obstacle, called new deep, deluded obstacle. So then that obstacle that very much interfere between you and enlightenment, then there's different, it's called different name, it's the letter. So the second one is that. Now this is like, so only here you make distinguish. In the Pasvankika system, there's no distinguish between self-grasping and this one that. Denzi means, what is called this in English?
The obstacles to omniscience.
Yeah.
You want me to read the obstacles to omniscience include grasping as true together with.
Yeah, that's grasping.
Grasping as true.
Grasping as true. Therefore, Denzi, that's literally translated the word. Den means true. Den means grasping. Denzi, what it means? It means like, has a. believing in things exist from their own side. No? And believing that's true, Denji. It's only true to your mistaken consciousness. In reality, that's not true. Reality, what is true is empty of inherent existence. That's true. That's not what you're seeing. What you're seeing is you're seeing object is inherent existence. No? So that's what that is only, like I said, is conventional truth, it's not ultimate truth. Conventional truth is only true to your, your mind. In reality, it's not true. But there's only true truth, right? Ultimate truth, conventional truth. Why it's called conventional truth? Because the truth to your mind, but it's not true. It's not truth because, why it's not truth? Because the way it appears, the way where it exists is different. The truth has to be the way it appears, where it exists, has to be same emptiness. That's how emptiness appears, that's how emptiness exists. And all, besides that, all the conventions, that's called kunzok demba, no? It's only true to mind that does not see emptiness. It's only true to that mind. In reality, it's not true because that mind is mistaken, right?
What did you say is the difference between these sentences and the other schools? You said only in mind, only school, something here.
Yeah, there's different, you know, self-grasping and like the grasping of truth.
Okay, so this is the only...
Pasvankika, you know, the Pasvankika system, these are the same, you know, these are not different.
Okay.
They're not separate. But they can make, they things like grasping of the truth is more subtle than grasping, self-grasping in this system. Mm-hmm. So when you reach the Pasvankika system, you will know.
Can I ask one more thing?
Yes, yes, sure, sure.
They say including self-grasping of person together with seeds. The seeds from the self-grasping or the seeds from those people?
Seed.
From self-grasping?
Yeah, seed. Because sometimes, you know, this self-grasping doesn't appear, doesn't become like problems, but the seed is there. So you have to get rid of the seed, otherwise it will come back. So you only temporarily stop self-grasping mind, but seed is there, you know. So if you don't get rid of the seed, you can get to the moksha or liberation. In order to reach the liberation, you have to eliminate self-grasping thought with the seed. So when you become Arya being, when you see selflessness first time, you stop self-grasping mind, you stop, but you are not free from that, because why? There's seed is there. So then when you know reach path beyond learning, so there then you get into the seed.
So I have a question. So there's deluded obstacles. It talks about the deluded obstacles. That includes self-grasping. And then we talk about obstacles to omniscience. Right? So the deluded obstacles are different from the obstacles of omniscience, right?
You can reach to path beyond learning.
I see. Okay,
in
right.
The hearer or self-realizer, even hearing this has a deluded obstacle to omniscience. You are not free from that, but that does not stop you to become, okay. Arhat.
So the deluded obstacles are obstacles to reaching moksha for the hearers and self-realizers.
Yeah, so you have to get rid of them, otherwise there's no way you can reach the goal.
And then to progress further to enlightenment, you have to get rid of your obstacles to omniscience.
Yeah, so then there's no way, you have to get rid of them. There's a challenge to achieving omniscient mind. Because there's two different from nidip, shidip. So nidip, the deluded obstacle mainly obscure you from achieving liberations or moksha. So shidip has an obstacle to omniscience that obscure you to achieve enlightenment. So you can achieve, you can become Arhat. Arhat, you know Arhat? Is it higher than Arya? Arya means no. So you are still in the path of seeing. So after that, there's path of meditative, then path beyond learning. So when you reach the path beyond learning, then you become Arhat. Arhat, that's much higher. Arhat is only in path beyond learning. Path beyond learning, when you achieve that, then you call Arhat. Arya means when you see emptiness directly, then you become Arya. Arhat does not mean enlightenment. Arhat, you know, there's Arhat in hearer path beyond learning, there's Arhat path. And so self-realizer, there's path beyond learning, there's Arhat. So then Mayana, path beyond learning, that's enlightenment. Arhat doesn't mean enlightenment. Arhat means, you know, that you just achieve one of the path beyond learning. Could be, you know, hearer, based on hearer path, or maybe could be based on self-realizer path. Much better to use translate self-realizer rather than solitary realizer. Solitary realizer, that's not, I think, accurate translation. So self-realizer, within the self-realizer, Rangela, within that, there's two types of self-realizer. One, walk with the group, meditate with the group, study with the group, practice with the group. One, then like, is not social at all, not socializing at all, and become like a rhino. So that's called, you know, self, as a solitary realizer, you know, like, that's like rhino, you know, they don't socialize with other animals, they just go by themselves. So that's the transition for that type of self-realizer called solitary realizer. Then they go to the cemetery, then they pick up the bone, piece of bone, so they don't need, when the enlightened beings come to the world, so the minute they realize enlightened being coming there, they just go away. So they are not rely on teaching anymore. They are not relying on any teaching. They are not dependent on teachings, you know. So they, when the enlightened beings comes, they just leave, you know. So that therefore, Varanasi, where Buddha taught Four Noble Truths, Varanasi, there's like Vara and Nasi, there's two rivers. Now you don't see Baba, hard Baba, there's not there at all. So that's how the Banaras, India called Banaras?
In English, yeah, Banaras.
Varanasi, there's Vara, there's one name of the river, Vara, Nasi, there's two rivers. So between this town, that's called Varanasi. You know, like the Vara and Nasi, there's two rivers. So between those two rivers, there's one town that's called Varanasi. So now they call Banaras, I'm not sure why they call Banaras. For Bana, or maybe just Bana. You know, sometimes Tibetan people do pronounce word incorrectly. Maybe it used to be Bana or Rasi or the name of the river, I'm not sure.
I think it's the British who did it, Geshe-la. Because in Bengali you say Boronashi. You say the whole word. You know, you say Varanasi in Hindi or Boronashi in Bengali. But it became Banaras only after the British got there. Right? They couldn't pronounce Varanasi, so it became Banaras.
Oh, the British have no idea. So that's why it was, so it used to be Varanasi. Varanasi is the name of the river, true river, between that place called Varanasi, you know, name after the river. So, Varanasi, then Tangsong is like someone who only speaks truth. Nothing else. When they speak only truth, called Tangsong. So now the modern day Sadhu, they have all long beard in some of Nepal, you know, called Tangsong. Tangsong used to have probably long beard, but not, that's not definition of Tangsong. Tangsong means they walk on the truth, honest path, they only speak honestly. That's all they know. They don't speak any other thing. When they speak honestly. They walk on the path, that's honest path. This is called Tangsong. So anyway, the reason I'm saying this, so that place is called Tangsong Lu Ridajna. Rida means, you know, like a wild animal. It's a jungle of wild animals. Jungle, a forest of wild animals. And wild animals. Ridajna, they're called Ridajna. Tangsong Lu means, so then like, Tangsong, see, the person who speak only truth. Lung means, you know, fall. So what happened, when the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha came, that place used to have many, many solo radio realizers in that area. So when enlightened being came, they just leave. The way they live, you know, they just go in the space and, you know, so then just, you know, remain, just fall down, you know, there, whatever there remains, fall down. So this is called that land. So anyway, solitary realizers, this is the not good translation, the self-realizer, that's better translation, Rangel. Hearer, self-realizer, then Maya. No? Solitary realizer, just within the self-realizer, who does not socialize with others, no, self-realizer, they just go. And they go, you know, where there's no Buddha, so then go there, then they go to the cemetery, then they pick up the piece of bone. So then they just meditate, you know, where it's come from? It's come from death. Where's death come from? Aging. Where's aging come from? The birth. Then they go traveling. They go in order, they meditate in order, then they order in reverse, you know. So it's okay, because of ignorance, there's karma. Because of karma, so there's, you know, consciousness goes there. Then there's like order. Ignorance, then they go reverse and they pick a piece of bone, let's come to death. Dead, aging, then they go reverse. That's how they meditate again. That's how they liberate themselves without relying on teachings. They receive all the teachings. So now they, you know, they do this kind of meditation. Tenje Lungju Lungdo. Lungju means in order. Lungdo means reverse order. That's how they liberate themselves. They don't rely on enlightened beings. Then that's how they achieve in the path beyond learning. Huh? That's one self-realizer. Not self-realizer. solitary realizer, so Siddhartha Paranja. This is something that you have to do. This is something that you have to Parja sounds, Parja. There's now a tendency. Because of this dualistic view, because like dualistic view produced by tendency. In this case, has a true.
Grasping is true?
Grasping is a true tendency. So, when you heard this English word, what do you think? What is your idea? Grasping is true. No. Denji, that's the wrong consciousness. Not that's like as here. Denji is like having this, you know, dualistic view between subject and object, not being free from that, called Denji. Okay. So now, can you read? Then maybe it'll set me. Will it make sense? Second one, yeah. Denji, yeah. True.
Obstacles to omniscience include grasping as true, together with seeds, its propensities, and all mistaken dualistic appearances, dualistic appearances that arise due to the power of grasping as true and its propensities.
This is called now mainly obscure you to achieve enlightenment. So that compared to Madhyamika school, this is gross. Gross? It's not very subtle, it's gross. It's gross. Today, Nibban is a Kansa, Dameta, Vitawa, the Nindi, is it clear? Yeah, it's clear?
Maybe.
Oh, you are really like concentrating, meditation, doing concentrating meditation. You want to say?
Yeah.
You don't have to say. If you want to say, you're welcome to say.
You were asking if it was clear.
Is it clear?
It seems clear.
Seems clear? Oh,
I might be thinking it's clear and it may be not right. But the way it sounds like is that our karmic tendencies have a tendency to give us an appearance of object and subject. Okay? And it's when we see that dualistic view, that's the obscuration to omniscience.
Correct, that's very correct. So this is very clearly understood. Now you say, Lexo.
Could guess
that
I could enjoy
your pizza? Sure, why not?
You got me on this one now. The tendency, karmic tendencies, produces a object and subject dualistic view. And that dualistic view is an obstacle to, I forgot the word now.
Omniscience.
Thank you.
Same. Enlightenment, omniscience, same. So, no, this is hard, and hard to translate in English because you don't have, like, then you have to come with something. So then,
But in mind only school, their idea of omniscience is very different. Their idea of when you break through these tendencies that we're talking about, subject and object, you would then see that subject and object have the same cause, and that just by definition their view of omniscience would be different than the other school. I mean,
The way to get them omniscience is different,
but even their view of emptiness is different, so their view of enlightenment would be different.
Yeah, that's also right too.
So are the hearers and the solitary realizers just mind-only school people?
Hearers, oh, that's a very good question. So there's could be any, like any school, you know, okay. Could be any school. That's a very good question, very good question. So that question never been raised in the monastery. As far as I'm concerned, as far as my class is concerned, that question has never been raised. Yeah, so could be, you know, Vivasika, somebody who holds Vivasika view could be in like Hera path or Sevriza path. So not in the Mayana path. No, if you enter into Mayana path, you have to give up this, I say, I don't think like you holding the view about everything, like selflessness, self, how to define self, selflessness, how to define like direct perceiver, all of that. Holding that view, I don't think you can achieve Mayana path. No, mind only school, they can achieve first two Mayana path, you know, like path of accumulation, path of preparations. So then to reach path of seeing, so then you have to see like ultimate, you know, view of emptiness, which is based on Pasankhika systems. So then there's like 15 paths, right? 15 fast, five related to hearer, five related to self-realizer, five related to the Mayana. The first 10 you can achieve with that view, but then the last five, so only like Chitta Matra, you can hold Chitta Matra view, but you can still actualize, fast through path of accumulation, path of preparations. So path of seeing, then you also need to give up mind only school view of emptiness, you know. So then, yeah. So very good question. You know? Yeah. So I should try to translate with my broken English, but how it goes. View, tawa means view. Dametobet means view that understand selflessness of persons. So all the people who's following the hearer path, and all the people who are following the self-realizer path, all the people who are following the hearer path, so anyway, the first one, they probably meditated on their selflessness three lifetimes. Second, in the self-realizer, Kabajam is 100 eons. That is how they achieve their path beyond learning. So now, Chukila, can you read? I hope this now will make a little more sense. Can you read?
Holders of the hearer lineage combine the view realizing selflessness of persons.
The holder of the
hearer lineage.
That means people who are in the hearer path. Same. People, just think about people who are in the hearer path. That's what it means, huh?
Combine the view realizing selflessness of persons with a small collection of merit, mainly for their own sake. And due to meditating for at least three lifetimes, attain their enlightenment.
See, it's clear, right? It's clear, isn't it?
Holders of the solitary realizer lineage.
Lineage, same. They're the people who are in the self-realizer path.
Combine the view realizing selflessness of persons.
Same view.
With a middling collection of merit, mainly for their own sake, and due to meditating for at least 100 eons, attain their enlightenment.
Their enlightenment means their path beyond is not really enlightenment. Their vision of you know, a path beyond learning, you know. Chanchum. It's called enlightenment, but it's not enlightenment, no. Great enlightenment. Whenever you hear the word great enlightenment, so that is Buddhahood. Great enlightenment is Buddhahood. Enlightenment does not necessarily mean Buddhahood, because error, path beyond learning, is called enlightenment, and self-realization, path beyond learning, also called enlightenment. So then, to not get confused, then they use great enlightenment. So that means Buddhahood. Great enlightenment refers to Buddhahood, not enlightenment. Okay, this matters when you debate. No. So that's clear, right? It's clear. So there are. So now the small collection of measure or middle collection of measure that refers to the length of time. First one, 3 lifetimes. Second one, 100 eons. That's why it's called middle collection of measure, small collection of measure. So then, you know, so now when you debate also it matters. Right now it doesn't matter. So you don't, in order to achieve, so it says self-realized enlightenment, means path beyond learning, you don't have to live 100 eons. Nobody will live 100 eons. Oh. So, can you just have 3 countless eons?
Yeah.
Huh? No. 100 eons, 100 eons. Right?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
100
yeah, 100 eons.
When you debate it matters, but you know, the actually it doesn't matter. So, you could accumulate 100 eons worth of merit in one lifetime. See? Kavajaya is so, So then, 100, like I said, countless eons, that we need. When you talk about Mayana path, that 100 has a great eon. So that now it's not talking about eon, it's a great eon. So there's like, has a kabas is a. If you want to know how the kalpa has been count, then you should read this text called Treasure of Knowledge. Treasure of Knowledge, Abhidharma Kosha. So there, I think chapter number, in 94, somewhere there, you know, they count how you count eons, you know, eons. In English, how you count eons?
Well, I guess all I know is that it's a really long time, because I was reading the Sankhata Sutra yesterday morning, and it says in there that an eon is how long it takes a person who built a house on next to a mountain, and every 100 years, he rubs the mountain with a cloth, and or something. That's what I read. He rubs it with a cloth every 100 years. However long it takes to remove, like totally rub the mountain away, is how long an eon is.
Oh, see.
So I don't know how long a great eon is, but all I have to say, it's a good thing. Right, I know.
Yeah,
but,
great eon is much.
It's a good thing that we can get 100 eons worth of merit in one lifetime.
Yeah,
I have to say.
Yeah, so there's another, when you debate, you know, it's like nobody will live 100 eons, nobody. So then how come that you collect 103 countless, how are they, three?
Three countless great eons.
No, the first one, 100 eons of marriage, how you are going to create 100 eons of marriage? You know, so when you debate, it matters. So now eon, that's English word, so you don't know how to count. No, how the eons?
Yeah, I think the
word that we have as closest is era and epics.
Mm.
So we talk about a certain paleo,
era.
Whatever, eras. We know that that took a long time for like the mountain to develop or the desert to be created. That's the closest thing I think we have to eons.
Mm. So when I was a monastery, I didn't pay attention that much into that part of the Abhidharma Kosha because I don't want to know. It seems like forever, you know.
Do that math?
No, no.
I'm looking up here. I think it depends.
Eon, like the English word eon. Eon, what eon means?
A very long time.
Come on, Benji, choose.
It looks like, according to my Googling, that an eon is defined as an age, but it could be like the Bronze Age or the Ice Age. You know, it's not a deterministic unit of time.
Yeah, Ice Age is compared to eons, nothing. Yeah. Ice Age, you know, that's like the, because, every eon, the universe disintegrates, dissolves. The universe, whole universe, I say, evolve.
In every eon?
Every eon.
So our universe is right now is 13.7 billion years old. Mm-hmm. We know that much so far. So it's got to be more than, so that's one eon. An eon is at least as long as that. That much we know.
Yeah,
13.7 billion is how long.
Compared to eon, 3 billion is nothing. Something, but I shouldn't have, I shouldn't have said nothing, but something, tiny.
How do you measure it?
So if you really want to know, so next Friday I'll bring the text and I'll explain. Every eon, not 100, don't talk about 100 years, every eon, the whole universe evolve means like, it was basically, there's time, there's no name of the water exists, there's no water, there's no tree, there's no fire, there's nothing, you know, there's sometimes there, even the world doesn't exist. So in the Abhidhamma course, there's a kind of interesting text, they also talk about how every eon that our universe evolve, or may change. Not evolve, means like how it arises and how it's going to be completely disappear. So then, you know, there's four elements rotate. One eon, so I think this is like probably magic. So yeah, it's going to destroy by fire. Something like that. Magic. So
we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's like long time. They just don't, it's just ridiculous to worry. There's no. It's just ridiculous to worry. There's no. You know. So anyway, so that's not the point here. And this a little bit related to this. Today. Bodhisattvas
combine a view realizing the emptiness of subject and object, being of other substances, with a great collection of merit, for the sake of others, and due to meditating for at least 3 countless great eons, attain their enlightenment.
So as I said, you know, we didn't, like, Milarepa achieve, like, enlightenment within this life. So, like, you don't have to live 3 eons. No, that's impossible. Or you could accumulate that amount of merit. The second one is a bit complicated. Nyerang, Dajjum, Bannam, Hamid, and Yangel, they were rebudging about this. So can you say, in English, please, Chukila?
The true Aspatarians? Or under the Bodhisattvas?
Yes, yes.
Bodhisattvas combine the view realizing the emptiness of subject and object, being of other substances, with a great collection of merit, for the sake of others, and due to meditating for at least 3 countless great eons, attain their enlightenment.
Yeah, so that's clear, right? So then, second one, please.
True Aspectarians assert that when hearer and solitary realizer, foe destroyers, attain nirvana without remainder.
Can you repeat this?
True Aspectarians assert that when hearer and solitary realizer, foe destroyers, attain nirvana without remainder, their mental continuum cease.
So that's no, we did a lot of debate there, we did a lot of this hard, no? Like what Steve said, oh, so that's not this kind of like, yeah, so there's a lot of debate there, no? So then the partner is a Nyerang. Aspergerians, two aspergerians?
True aspergerians.
What that means?
Within Chittamatra there's the true.
Okay, I kind of missed the Tibetan word, so I was wondering where that task is coming from. Okay, no need to worry about that, didn't it? Number in the gym is about the general and Kawada. Some two another should be serious. Yes, so now can you please read?
They assert that it is impossible for a Buddha superior's mental continuum to cease because bodhisattvas first attain enlightenment in Ogmin in a complete enjoyment body. And that complete enjoyment body does not cease in a continuum of the same aspect until samsara ends.
Oh, see, understood.
What is Ogmin?
Yeah.
Is that like a pure land or something?
I don't know if I did that too, but it's located in the form realm, not in desire realm, form realm. There's four level, first level, second level, third level, fourth level. There's seven different realms in the fourth. So the last three, they belong to the Arya being. So one of them is called Omi. Omi, there's a place of name of the realms, Omi.
Fourth one of the seven realms in the form.
Form realm, that's like first level. Second level, third level, fourth level. Fourth level, there's seven of them.
Oh, fourth level has seven.
Seven of them. Then within the seven, there's three belongs to the Arya being. Three belongs to the Arya being. So yeah, so that's not easy. So, yeah. No,
it's level in the form realm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can say like, you know, fourth level of form realm. Fourth level form realm. Lungus Nasi, there's four kayas, Sambho Kaya, Rupa Kaya, then Nimakaya, Makaya, actually Akshobaya, Lungu is the there's four different types of enlightened beings form. One, ordinary being can see, you know, like such as like Shakyamuni Buddha. When the Maitreya Buddha comes to our world, people could see. Some of the enlightened beings, particularly this one, only the Arya being, Maya and the Arya being, not all Arya being, Maya and the Arya being had access to that particular enlightened beings, not everybody. So that enlightened beings will remain there till end of samsara. Kulungu. So I'm not sure they were Dishna, you have Dishna. Okay. So then that was, Kulungu. So this Dishna is very, very helpful. Kulungu Shizu. So then after we will stop, okay? Kushizu. Thank you. Yeah, sambhoga kaya. So English is called a complete enjoyment body, sambhoga kaya. When you go to the other one, nature body, nature truth body, wisdom truth body, complete enjoyment body, emanation body, the kushi. And the good one, no, kushi, you know. So, I'll just leave. One second, this go up. It's all good to know to this one. So then I'll stop, okay? Nyabangane. Okay, now this is here. I will just read in English. So this is Sambhogakaya. Sambhogakaya. Sambhogakaya, that's like one of the in Latin. It just says Sambhogakaya. Ne nyabangane, it's called certainty of place. There's one of them, certain the place, because it only live in the homi, in the form realm. So that is not like, okay, one day in India, one day in Europe, it's not like that. It's going to be in homi, there's a place. Place is certainty place, is that's how the translation is. Certainty of place, one place. This year. To me, a place that they always reside in the richly adorned Buddha field called heaven below on. Just go non. Just go omi, Dobu Krishin. Going about certainty of body, there's like five certainties. Certainty of place, certainty of body, certainty of time, certainty of teaching, certainty of disciples. Certainty of disciples, these are all Maya and Arya beings. There's only Maya and Arya beings. Even like lot of Buddhists have no access. Buddhists are in the first level, path of accumulation, path of preparation, they have no access to these particular enlightened beings. These are all disciples, Arya beings, Maya and Arya beings. Only teach Maya and teaching, no other teaching at all. Only teach Maya and teachings, certainty of teachings. Then it's thinking about the course of the it will remain there till in the Sansara, to a certain of time. Kungya Bhaja. So that's called Nyabanga, five certainties of that particular enlightened body. So with that, then I will stop. Okay? So the next Friday. And here it has some, maybe if you're wondering, you know, during the discussion about the eon, there's something here covered here. A little bit about eon here, see?
Geshe-la, what should we do for homework and discussion?
So how well people remember defining self and selflessness in based on each system, how okay. Well people remember.
You're asking me, or
yeah.
You?
Oh. How during the discussions?
Well,
I think that's from my opinions. That's the important thing to remember.
Okay.
Finishing this material, important to remember.
So we can. That's fine. We can go through that. Yes.
Oh yeah. So then. So with the one topic, talking again, back and forth, you know, that's how you remember. Long time you remember, stick in your memory, you know. Subject that you more you debate, then later you remember that quite clearly because there's so many times been said back and forth, you know. So, then there's two types of obscurations, like deluded obscurations, then obscuration to the omniscience. Initially, this and also, next time when you go to philosophical teachings, you know, then I think that will help you.
Okay. I had a quick question, Geshe-la.
Yeah, sure.
As
sure.
One of the last discussion session, there was a question about definitions of things in the root text. So sometimes in the root text, they don't give a definition. They just say the examples are. Like for example, you know, if you look at the mode of asserting objects of Chittamatra, it says, you know, there's subtle selfnesses of phenomena, right? But it doesn't define subtle selfnesses of phenomena. It just says examples of subtle selfnesses of phenomena are, and it gives you the two examples, right? Is that the same as a definition, or is that definition?
No,
that's not the same as a definition. It's just two examples of it. So there must be other things that could also be subtle selfness of phenomena that's not listed.
Selflessness has no definitions.
But guess what? You're asking us to give you definitions of selflessness.
Not really a definition. How to define?
No. I don't know, Geshe-la. I think you're trying to weasel out of that one.
No. There's no definition of self-grasping. There's no definition of self as a... There's no definition. Definition is like... See, definition... When I say definition, I'm talking about here, like, direct perceiver have definition, right?
Right, yes.
Not like that definition. Not like that definition to selflessness, self-grasping in every school. Every same. South Sandhika, Vivasika, Siddhama, same. There's no definitions.
So then you have to use examples or analogies to give an explanation. That's what you're saying. That's what you're asking. Exactly.
Yeah, so like how you like say, yeah, like if somebody asks, you know, make sure it doesn't like kind of mixed up, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like self. Oh, that's, you know, then you know right away. Oh, this is like a Vivasika point of view. That's how you identify.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's better identify how to identify self based on all the system that we covered so far. This is very important to remember. And how to identify selflessness, gross selflessness, subtle selflessness, and selflessness is a phenomenon. How to identify, not a definition. There's no definition.
Okay, very good, Geshe-la.
Sorry, sir. So if you get confused, there's no definition. You are not going to find where there's no definitions. Yeah. No, there's no definition. No. So, the definition in terms of like that, you know, so like direct perceiver, there's definitions. Then, like, valid cognizer, there's definition. Not that kind of definition, no, there's not. Yeah, thank you very much. Oh yeah, thank you, good night.